You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for astrology and psychic readings with Lady D.
Lady D.
Live from LadyDPsychicParties.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Astrology and Psychic Reading
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Astrology and Psychic Readings with Lady D. I'm Lady D, your host for this segment. I hope you've all had an amazing week ahead. So today we have the new moon that is happening in Pisces on the today, 28th of February at 11:45 a.m. to happen this morning from it's my time. So with this new moon that we've got coming in, it is going to be, we are dealing with Pisces energy. So it is going to, I feel like there's two energies that are mixing together that we've got dealing with today. I feel like with the tries that we have to Mars, so we do have the Sun, the Moon, Mercury, all to Mars, which is giving us that strength and giving us that a bit of hopeful vibe that things are going to be okay. But then we've got a square with the Moon and the Sun to Jupiter, which I feel like is causing an underlying anxiety. I've been feeling like whenever I've been doing my readings for today, for my YouTube and for my TikTok, I kept on seeing the Marvel Tarot, kept on seeing the card that represents Iron Man, and it was just bringing me to that the third movie where he had panic attacks. So I do feel like today might be bringing up panic attacks, like nervousness, anxiety, escapism, because we're dealing with Piscean energy. There could be a little bit of victim mode happening as well. But then on the positive side, it's that part of us does feel like things are okay and that brighter outlook. So I feel like it's like where there's two feelings that are coming up here that people are dealing with today with this new moon. And it's just the beginning for what's going to be a month to remember when we're dealing with March. Because we do have a lot happening in March in the sign of Pisces and also Aries. So we've also got coming up on the 3rd, that's going to be a very big day this week. We have Mercury, which starts off in the morning at 3:21 in the morning, conjuncting Neptune, and that's going to be in Pisces. So with that, it's going to be either a dissolving communication or it could be a sense of manipulation also happening. It just could be a sense going within, like being our thoughts more internal, and our thoughts might be a little bit unrealistic as well that day. But by the afternoon at 8:04 p.m., Mercury's moved into Aries. So it's completely different vibe. So that day in the morning to how you're going to feel at night will be a completely different. When we're dealing with Mercury in Pisces, in Aries, so if you are someone who's born with that, you've got very strong thoughts. You can might be a little bit of an argumentative person, very strong beliefs. And you might be thinking that you are a leader, that you're here to rule, you're here to really move forward, to do things. I feel like you're not into complicated things. You just want things to just happen now, very little bit impatient. And a little bit, I find with Aries, that can be a little bit forgetful because it's like they're always onto the next thing. So you might be like thinking of, you know, what to do next and not sort of finishing what you start. So there's these two energies in the same day that is going to start on the 3rd. We've also got on the 3rd, we have the Sun square Jupiter. So it might feel like things aren't going your way that day. It might be, it's a day of all sorts of these energies all mixing together and compiling with one another. Plus, we've got on the 2nd, so we've got Sunday, which is my Sunday. We've got Venus retrograde that's happening in Aries as well. So with Venus ruling money and also relationships and it's in Aries, I feel like this could affect leaders. It's going to, I feel like it will affect money. And being in the sign of Aries, it may affect things that are like luxury items. I feel like this is also going to affect certain relationships as well. With all the energy that's going to be coming into Aries this month, it could definitely bring on some sort of like fighting energy or could be war energy. Globally, we're looking at more leaderships as well because Aries rules leaders. It's going to be an interesting month to remember. And I feel like I always believe in destiny, and whatever we are faced, we definitely can get through it because that's whatever, you can always get through whatever's faced. Even though it seems like sometimes it's hard, there is everything we can do. We can always get through it because when you look back at your past and you look back what you've been through, like you've been through troubled times or says lots of stuff that's been coming up, but you've always been able to get through it. So it's good to remember whatever happens that you can always get through it, because this month is going to be unpredictable. A sense of like a reality check. I feel like there's like some like mysteries, unlocked mysteries here, like within the past. And there could be a lot of uncertainty coming up, but I also feel like that we're going to get through it as well because we have to. We all can. Let's go to the caller. So we got here Chloe. She's in Texas. So hi, Chloe. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. So how can I help you today?
I don't know. I was just kind of wondering like where I'm going in life. I've been pretty stagnant and my relationship has been kind of poor lately.
Okay. Okay. So with you, Chloe, when I tune into your energy, I just feel like I get a lot of communication with you. It's like you're not saying how you feel, or you're not talking about how you feel with a certain situation that's happening around you. I feel like there's a sense of belonging as well, like a thing of belonging. I feel like you kind of need to say what you feel. I don't know who this is to. I don't know what it's about, but I feel like it's something about the home. I feel like you're just letting things run or let things be, but I don't know. I keep on getting with you, it's communication with you as well. What I will say to you as well is that slow and steady wins the race. I also feel like with even change, I feel like when we get to another year, like by next February, things are, you're in a different headspace and you have grown a lot. There is changes to come, but I also feel like some of the changes that you want to bring in, like I feel like you need to, there's things that you need to do that you're not doing. I feel like that you're waiting for these things to come into your life, but you're not, I feel like you need to be, there needs to be like proactive here, or things need to be like you're waiting for something to come to you, but you need to, it's like you need to do some work yourself to make them come in. I feel like, I don't know if it's to do your job. I feel like it's your job. It's like you're trying to catch a tail. So it's like you're going around in circles a little bit here. You're trying to like catch a tail. And there's a sense of bored. Does this make sense?
Yeah, a little bit for sure.
Okay. Because I feel like that I just feel like something about you running out of time to do something. Like, I don't know if you feel like your age, but it's running out of time. I also feel like there's a sense of being more active. I get like you have a dog as well. You've got a pet dog. So I see a dog around you.
Yeah, I have a dog.
Yeah, I see a dog around you. And it's like you're needing to go out with the dog and have fun and run with the dog. So I see that as well with you. I feel like there's something here about your work. I do get a sense of higher duties or climbing the ladder, but there's like groundwork that you have to do. I feel like you're sitting back, and again, it's like waiting for something to happen, but I feel like you need to, there's something here you need to do, like whether it be more study or you've got to make yourself be more seen. Like I feel like you're being a little bit overlooked, but I don't know if it's like an effort thing. I just feel like there's the pathway is there. It is available to you, but I feel like you need to be seen more to be able to get the opportunity. I feel like there could be something coming up for you in late March this year, but I just feel like there's something that needs to happen before you can progress. What do you do for work?
I'm a paralegal. We're a criminal defense attorney.
Okay. So paralegal, okay. Are you looking at being, I'm not sure how it all works, but are you wanting to be going up higher in the system, like either judge level or something higher?
Not necessarily in that field, I guess. I think where I'm kind of I've been stagnant. I mean, I need to go back to school. I don't have a degree, and my boss keeps pushing me to do so and to help me for my benefit, obviously. But
that's where I'm getting started. I think that's what I'm seeing. Where I was saying you need this pathway there, because I see like someone with the wig on in the black robe. So that's why I said about being a judge, and I could see the pathway there, but it was like I knew you needed to do something. So it could be the study that's needed to be involved. Like I feel like you can, once you're motivated, once you've got everything full steam ahead, you are quite articulate. You can be quite very bright. But I feel like there's a sense of sucking off here. But I feel like though in the right environment, you could really thrive. I also feel like you're very good at helping people who are underprivileged or who need the help, who maybe don't have a lot of money, like probate, or pro bono. I feel like that is good. You need to study. This is going to keep coming up for you, because unless you study, it's going to be the same old. I feel like this is the things where I was talking about, the changes that you want. There's things that you need to put in, because otherwise I feel like you're just going to keep being overlooked here. But I do get changes to be made next year, but I feel like you've got to put the work in to get the outcome that you want. And I don't see it's going to be handed to you. You're going to have to work for it.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for calling in today. I hope I've helped you.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate
it. Thank you. It's all right. So, everybody, if you want to contact me for a reading, you can. My website is Lady D Psychic Parties, and my Facebook page is also Lady D Psychic Parties. My Instagram is Lady D Psychic. My TikTok is Lady D Psychic, and my YouTube is Lady D or Danielle Psychic. And don't forget, if you're looking to come on a holiday or a cruise and learn psychic development with me and three other ladies, it's the perfect location. We're going to be on water. It is a cruise, seven nights. And that is where, you know, water is a conduit for psychic development, mediumship. So it's the perfect location. You will get something out of it. That website is, or Facebook page is psychicsatsea.com.au. The Facebook page is Psychics at Sea. So go and check that out if you want to be part of that wonderful experience in November. So thank you for your time today, and I will see you next week, same time, same place. I hope you all have an amazing week. Slow and steady wins the race, and remember, whatever challenges comes in our way, we can definitely face it, because we have in the past, and there's no reason why we can't do it what's coming up in our future, and the good things as well. So bye for now.